At the Pentagon tomorrow, President Bush will mark the anniversary of last year's terrorist attack on a stage set up at the spot where a hijacked plane plowed into the building. Thousands who work there will attend, along with relatives and friends of those who died. The ceremony will be both a memorial and a rededication of a Pentagon made whole again, thanks to an astonishing reconstruction effort. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
The president may be standing in front of what was a scene of massive destruction, but when you see the pictures, you'd never know it. The Pentagon is pristine again, its limestone facade cleaned, and inside, the soothing sound of a vacuum cleaner and the smell of fresh paint have replaced the acrid odor of smoke and burning jet fuel. Brett Eaton is a spokesperson for the Pentagon renovation.
20 feet to our left there is where the plane actually impacted the building. This entire area had to be torn down to the ground. It sustained severe structural damage that required demolition of about 400,000 square feet. By comparison, that's the equivalent to two large Home Depots.
The notion that the Pentagon could rise again before September 11th came around again would have seemed pretty unlikely in the days after a plane piloted by terrorists dropped down and sped along Interstate 395 straight into the building. Navy Lieutenant Commander Tom James says on that day, everyone in his office was trying to make sense out of the news that a plane and then another had just crashed into the World Trade Center.
I received a phone call from a friend of mine in Tennessee. He said, you know, you guys are probably next. So you should think about evacuating the building. And as soon as I hung up the phone, we were hit. It was a split second of a very high-pitched whine, followed by the impact noise and a concussion, basically. I found myself on the floor. The force of the concussion was pushing me against the wall, and I was pretty sure that it was coming through. But then it was all of a sudden very quiet, and I rapidly stood up and turned around to face the window, and the window was just covered in a sheet of flame.
Hours later, Dion Braddix drove past the Pentagon on her way home from her job on Capitol Hill. Recently, at her gym across the highway from the Pentagon, she recalled the sight.
The wall just looked folded in, you know, like cakes kind of fall in. It was kind of like that, and all different colors of smoke and flame just coming out of this hole. And you saw the firefighters there, you know, and the big cranes trying to throw water on it. And it didn't look like it was helping very much.
But the smoldering Pentagon had barely cooled before officials and construction teams already involved in a major renovation there vowed to rebuild and to finish the job in time for what they knew would be a hugely symbolic moment, the first year anniversary. They called it Operation Phoenix, and there was an amazing historic precedent. 60 years to the day before the terrorist attack, ground was broken on building the Pentagon, September 11th, 1941. And then, too, a surprise attack changed everything. Walker Lee Evie is head of the Pentagon renovation project.
You had, on December 7th, an attack against America. You had a large loss of life. You had a nation in turmoil. You had a great deal of anxiety. You were suddenly at war. You know, all those things occurred back then in 1941. And look at the parallels now in 2001.
Back in 1941, the construction of the Pentagon, begun at a peacetime pace, would have taken 8 years. But after Pearl Harbor, working round the clock, architects and construction crews managed to complete the job in 16 months. 2001 marked the end of several years of renovations to the part of the Pentagon that was destroyed by terrorists. It took only a year to restore it.
This building, the workforce here, sent a message that our country is not going to give up. It's not going to be defeated, and it's going to prevail no matter what. And I think people took some degree of solace in that in 1941 and now perhaps again in 2001.
The renovation of the Pentagon, begun long before the attack, was sorely needed. The speed with which the Pentagon was built and shortages during World War II had led to compromise. For example, steel was at such a premium the builders used reinforced concrete instead. At the time, manual typewriters were standard and no one had even thought of a modem, so wiring was long out of date. More recently, the Oklahoma City bombing reminded Washington that the Pentagon was a target. As it happened, when terrorists did attack, they struck precisely the part that had already been renovated, complete with steel-reinforced walls and blast-resistant windows. Stacy Condrell oversees some of the architectural design work for the renovation. She says when they went to clear out 2 million square feet of damaged office space, they discovered a surprise from workers who'd been back in.
Somebody left us a note on the wall, took a marker, and wrote on the wall, "Thank you for the blast windows. They saved our lives."
There were 2,600 people in the immediate area of the attack. 125 died. A tragedy, says Lee Evey, for sure.
But that doesn't change the fact that this building did a marvelous job of protecting its occupants. You know, out of that 2,600 people, 125 casualties is an incredible, I mean, it's a phenomenal performance by that building.
Stacy Condrell says when it came to rebuilding, even outsiders pitched in. One company donated paint, people donated trees, limestone was sent from Indiana. Even prisoners who make furniture for government buildings asked that their workshop be open 24 hours.
To help us make desks, and it was a volunteer program from guys in prison.
Stacy Condrell says one excellent indicator of the commitment to rebuild was this. In the construction industry, she says the normal rate of workers leaving a job is 25%. But on this job,
we have had almost zero departures this year. And that's people going back into work every day into a building that they know is a terrorist target, into hazardous circumstances, into unpleasant memories, into a very, very traumatic time. But people needed to be here.
And among the many who watched and kept track of the Pentagon's progress from their cars was Dion Braddix.
For a while it was black, and then I guess I got used to that. And one day I looked up and it was white. And like, I guess, I don't know if they took all the burnt down or they, you know, washed it off. It was just magic, like by magic, it was all of a sudden better. And then to get it done in a year is just amazing.
For tomorrow's ceremony at the Pentagon, what was broken has been fixed. And some things have been added. There's a chapel now amid the offices, and one innovation suggested by workers. When they were down on their hands and knees, crawling to safety under thick black smoke and flames, they said, standard exit signs over the doorways might as well have been on the moon. So now, all over the Pentagon are arrows and small exit signs just 6 inches from the floor. That's one of the ways, says David Kersey, a contractor who's overseen much of the construction, that the Pentagon and its people are the same now and different, too.
As the anniversary date comes up, you really kind of think more and more about it, and it becomes even more emotional. We, for the last year, have just been doing our job and been very fortunate to be in a position where we could do something to heal America or to heal the building that had been harmed. And it gave us all a sense of purpose. And I think after this is all complete, we'll all think, wow, that was very special, but yet still have scars and wounds that will be healing for quite some time.
I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.